Hello, Saturday night, and I thought before going to bed I'd post this new message. It's been a while actually since I published a podcast. I'm sorry about that, but I have been occupied by other distracting things. I must honestly say that the ramifications of the previous self-isolation did not affect my mental and physical health too greatly. But this third lockdown is not sitting well with me at all. It's not helped by the fact that for the past few weeks I've suffered from severe back issues. Oh, don't worry, it's being investigated. But it's annoying the hell out of me. I've always been, I guess, an outdoor type person. And, having now to restrict my external activities to such a low level doesn't actually help. And I'm spending more time indoors, other than daily exercise, which I try to do as much as I can until my back issue is resolved. I was never someone who would sit comfortably in front of a TV all day either. But, sometimes sometimes you're forced to adjust. I've maintained my house, what I call tinkering, to a minimum, but I've increased my book readings and I listen to more music now than ever before. I am by nature a minimalist, and under the previous lockdowns, I took the opportunity to get rid of extra accumulated clutter. But there's only so much junk to get rid of. Anyway, to sum it up, this lockdown is proving to be more boring and depressing than the previous one. I miss not being able to travel, to visit friends. So many events have been cancelled. It's so frustrating. So to be able to not being able to visit friends and family has been, to say the least, very annoying. And most essentially, to ride my motorbike, which is my main passion in life, I suppose. I don't normally ride in winter, but I've kept this year, I've never done it before. This year, I've kept my bike out, just in case I have the opportunity of going out for a ride on a good, clear, sunny winter's day to meet with my mates. But that's been knocked on the head too. Anyway, the pros and cons, I suppose, have been discussed ad nauseam, and no one in government seems to be listening. So there's no point in me putting in my penny's worth, but my mates know what I think. The possibility also that this insane lockdown might extend beyond Easter is unimaginable. Let's hope that following all the sacrifices we've been asked to make, we can at some point restore some sort of normality to our lives. And please, can we not talk about the new normal? I mean, what the fuck does that mean? Right, a bit of good news. I mentioned in my previous podcast that I was soon starting a Cooking with Roger series. Well, I've now posted my first installments, and you can find them under Roger Raymond Unplugged on YouTube. That's Roger Raymond Unplugged on YouTube. Just Google it, it'll come up, and you can go through the various videos I've posted. It's all about using basic ingredients to create tasty meals, really. I've explained it more comprehensively at the beginning. It might be of greater interest, I guess, to those like me who live on their own, but it should also appeal to a wider audience. So feel free to comment and make suggestions. And please press that subscribe button. The more the merrier, eh? So cheers for now and good night.